You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, April 25th, 2021. I hope you're doing well and you had a nice weekend. Tonight is Oscar night, and I don't know what could possibly be on an Oscar telecast or what could be up for an award because of COVID. And frankly, all the movies that I happened to see from last year all sucked. So I don't really know. Maybe they'll do a bunch of song and dance routines or something. I don't know. But we shall see. Of course, I'm a faggot, so I watch the Oscars, okay? I'm sorry. So I don't really have any site news today, shockingly. So we're going to go right into the topic for today, which is this. The Ten Commandments of Faghood. Okay. I'm kind of wanting to do this for a little while. And so these top 10 commandments of faghood are what I consider them to be all essential, okay, for faggots. There's actually 11. There's a runner-up. I'm going to talk about that, okay, in a second. But some of the items on the list, I consider them to be alpha choice aspects of faghood. You know, whether or not it's important to integrate that into a faggot's life, it's up to an alpha. Some of these are like that. But to me, I consider these all to be essential, non-negotiable items for all faggots, okay? And so this list is for alphas as well who are owning faggots or training faggots, okay? So, but I consider this list to be faghood boiled down. Now, we're going to go through the list one by one, okay? They're not necessarily, they're in a rough order from, I'm going to start at the, maybe the least vital aspect and go up to the top, okay, to the number one. But they're, I didn't want to number them 1 to 10 because, you know, there is just a rough kind of outline, okay? So let's get into it, okay? These are the Ten Commandments of Faghood, okay? The runner-up, maybe number 11 if we want to number it, is foot worship, okay? Now, most faggots, 90-some-odd percent of all faggots have a foot fetish. So this is not a difficult commandment to follow, right? But I say this because a faggot's devotion to an alpha's feet, it's a way for faggots to show and demonstrate submission to an alpha in a way that is sexually pleasing or arousing to an alpha. And a lot of men don't realize just what their feet, worship of their feet, does to them until they are worshipped, and suddenly the man finds himself turned on by it. So it's kind of a secret sauce thing, you know. Faggots have this in their arsenal where they can, I hesitate to use the word seduce, but like entice an alpha, you know, but through the worship of the alpha's feet. So I do think foot worship is tremendously important. The fact that it's not on the top 10 list proper kind of bothers me a little bit, but the other things are also very important. So anyway, so that's a runner-up. Okay, number 10 on the list, if we're numbering, is financial service, okay? Now, I know there's lots and lots of faggots in my audience that they primarily serve financially. You know, again, and I've come around on FinDom and, you know, financial domination, but ultimately it's not equal to literally serving an alpha in person. Okay. There's just no comparison to it. And so I couldn't put it high on the list. Okay. But it had to be on there because, you know, even before I even understood what FinDom was, I was buying things for my alphas. Some people know this about me, but I actually purchased two trucks. You know, I bought a truck for two of my alphas that I served. And I bought other things, you know, for my alphas besides that, you know, in the years prior to, let's say, running this website. So it's a natural thing for a faggot to want to serve their alpha financially. But I was also serving them physically, you know, so, and in person. So again, my emphasis is always going to be on, in-person service, you know, but financial service is important. Even if it's just small things, you know, just to let the alpha know that you are, everything about you is his. Okay. So, yeah. So anyway, number 9 is breeding. Okay. Now breeding is low on this list, because I understand the hesitancy that some faggots have about, and some alphas have, about breeding, okay, faggots. I think it's important to be bred by your alpha, which is why it's on the list, obviously. But I'm kind of making, by putting it this low, I'm kind of making an allowance for the fact that some people, because of disease, for instance, or whatever, they're hesitant to be bred, you know. And so, you know, I'm making an allowance. But I do think that it's very, very important for faggots to be bred by their alpha. Or alphas, however that works out. But when a man's cum enters the bloodstream of the faggot and the chemicals in his cum affect your mood and affect, you know, your mind, and the knowledge, knowing that he bred you, is enough to force a faggot to crave the man even more, you know. So I do feel like it's very important, but it's low on the list because I'm making, again, an allowance for you know, the feelings of some people in my audience. So, yeah. Anyway, I didn't number these on the list. 8, I guess. Is domestic service. Now, you know, like I think that domestic service is, I consider domestic service to be just as fulfilling as sexual service. You know, I think that being able to do those types of chores for a man that he knows that you're there doing selflessly doing these things for him. It's very powerful in terms of the dom sub dynamic there, you know, the alpha fag dynamic. And so, because the faggot doesn't really get anything out of it, you know, other than the pleasure of doing the work for the person that owns them. And the man doesn't, he can get the worship without having to fuck or use a faggot, you know. So, you know, it's intimacy without being intimate, you know. It's true submission in a way. So I really do find it to be very important for faggots to engage in domestic service. And it's, you know, whenever I hear a faggot say, well, I don't like to do cleaning and stuff, well, you know, I think you got a lot to learn. You know, that's my first reaction. So I think any faggot that's not doing domestic service for their alpha, they're missing out on a true aspect of their faghood. Number seven is clean shaven. Okay. Now, there are some alphas who, and this is an alpha choice thing probably, but in my experience, faggots should be clean shaven or waxed. Okay. This is an edit. I am trying to clear this up because some faggots misunderstand this point. I'm not talking about facial hair. I'm talking about your pussy and your genital region, okay? And any other hair that, like body hair, that an alpha might not like, okay? Hairless, basically. Because you want to give your alpha something clean to play with, right? So, and to use. And so, this kind of preparation, body preparation, shows respect for the alpha. You know, when he sees his faggot is clean shaven, you know, it shows that the faggot is serious in its mind and soul, that it wants to present itself in the best possible way for use. And so I just find that to be an important aspect of being a faggot. Number six is chastity. Now, I've come all the way around on chastity, and I believe in it totally. It probably, there's a lot of alphas listening to this who are going to say it to me, chastity should be higher or number one. Master Nick on the website is definitely one of those alphas that is going to say that to me. I put chastity where it is because, again, this is something that is an alpha choice type of matter. So, because there's some alphas that simply don't care whether they're faggots in chastity or not. It doesn't affect them. Others are very firm about it. So, but I do think, I personally think that all owned faggots should be in chastity. Even if the faggot doesn't have a problem with masturbation, you know, which I didn't have a problem with masturbation. I hadn't masturbated in years before I went into chastity. But if for no other reason, it's a reminder to the faggot of what it is. It's a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute reminder of its fallen status, its lesser, inferior status, you know, and that the fact that it's accountable to a master, you know. So I just feel like chastity is one of those things that is vital to all faggots, really. So that's on the list. Okay. Now we are at number five, which is swallowing. Okay. Now, again, this is one of those things where you could easily put this number one, okay? But there's a couple of the things that I think are a little bit more important. But swallowing is, there's no choice in this, okay? Faggots need to swallow cum. They need to swallow whatever doesn't go up into their pussies. Needs to go down their throat. Okay. Cum is the most precious thing on earth. It is the most precious substance on earth. And it's made by alpha balls to be injected into people and to take effect in other people. That's the whole point of it. Whether it's to make babies or to make slaves, okay? It's the cum is like it's designed that way. And it contains an alpha's genetic material. It contains his superior DNA. And so the idea that you would spit it out is offensive, okay? And it's unacceptable. So this is not a negotiable thing. All faggots should swallow all the time. Okay? Unless you're being bred. You should be swallowing your alpha's cum. Spitting is for women. Okay? And men are using you because their women spit out their cum and it offends them. And they want you to swallow it. So swallow. All right? Number four, cleanliness. Now, of course, I said clean shaven earlier, but this is different. I'm talking about being clean inside, okay? No alpha wants to have shit on his dick, okay? There's just no other nice way to put it. You have to be prepared at all times. And this is, again, I believe a non-negotiable thing. Just be ready for your alpha to fuck you, because alphas sometimes are going to take you by surprise. You need to be ready for this, okay? And cleanliness doesn't involve just enemas or douching, but also diet, you know, and things. You have to consider what you're eating and how you're eating and when you're eating and things like that. There is a lot more to that than just to sticking a hose in your cunt and washing it out, okay? There's more to it, so. But it's something that you have to take very, very seriously. You want your pussy to be clean for your alpha at all times so that he can fuck it as much as he wants and not worry about a thing and be impressed by it, you know? So that's a non-negotiable one, okay? Number three, training. All faggots should be training themselves if they're not being trained by an alpha. And even if they are being trained by an alpha, they should be training themselves. This is a responsibility of all faggots, and it's non-negotiable. I am continuously stunned by faggots who come to me saying that their pussy's too tight and it hurts and things like that, or I can't deep throat a dick, or whenever I ask if they're training themselves, they say no, and I think, well, you know, you've got to do that. You know, right from the very beginning of my cock-sucking career, I took it upon myself to start trying to train myself on whatever rudimentary things I could use, like a spoon or something like that, to try to overcome any kind of gag reflex or whatever, and try to learn control you know, and I sucked a lot of dick, you know, too, during that time of training, you know. And so you have to take it seriously, you know. Training is non-negotiable, you know. Buy a dildo, you know. Buy a three-step butt plug system. They're very cheap, and you can, you know, you can train your pussy to open up for an alpha. You can do Kegel exercises to train your muscles. You can learn to deep throat, learn to swallow on the intake and things like that, so that you can become a better servant of your alpha. Again, non-negotiable, all right? You shouldn't need an alpha to tell you to do this. You should be doing it on your own. Take responsibility for your faghood. It's a commission by nature, okay? So do it. Number two, again, is non-negotiable, and it's called obedience, all right? It should go without saying that faggots should be obedient to their alphas. And again, I'm constantly shocked by the belligerent, disrespectful attitude that faggots exhibit toward alphas sometimes. This is especially true online, okay? You have to be obedient. You need to be humbled to the point of being completely obedient to your alpha. If you can't do that, then you're not a faggot, and you're going to be cast aside. The one thing alphas absolutely expect is obedience from their faggots. You know, a straight alpha, when they get a faggot, they want someone who's obedient to them because their wife or their girlfriend is not. So you need to be different than that. You need to give that man what he actually really wants, what his soul really is craving, okay? And that's obedience. So non-negotiable, okay? And we're at number one now. What do you think it is? Well, I picked this one. It's called honorifics, okay? Honorifics are terms that we use to set an alpha male or a master apart from other men. Words like sir or master, okay? Or if the alpha prefers something like daddy, you know. But sir, for instance, is an honorific that is very simple, and it shows so much respect to the alpha, and it sets him apart in the conversation, just in your speech, sets him apart from everybody else, okay? It's the basic admission of his superiority over you as a faggot. It's so simple, and yet faggots constantly fail to show this honorific titling to alphas. And I hear about it. I hear it from alphas quite a bit. You know, they complain about this. And again, it is not negotiable. These men who are superior to you and who own you, you are not equal to them. When I hear faggots, I actually literally cringe when I hear a faggot call its master by his everyday name. You know, George told me to put my chastity cage on. No, he's not George. He's Sir George or Master George or whatever, okay? He's not George, your buddy, okay? You're not equal to him. So you show respect to him, even if you're not talking to him. If you're talking about him, that should be sir, master, whatever, okay? Your honor, I don't care. But like, in everyday language, he is not equal to you, and you need to show that. And why I put honorifics at number one is because it speaks to the very heart of the faggot, okay? It's the, like the first admission by the faggot inside itself that this man is better than it is and owns it, okay? And so I just, again, it's not negotiable. That is not negotiable. So, anyway, that's my list of the Ten Commandments of Faggot, okay? And I'm going to probably reproduce this on the website as a post, so you can refer to it if you have any questions or comments. I'm curious to hear what you guys think about that list, and I'm sure I will hear about it. anyway, I enjoyed talking about it. It's been kind of needling me for a little while, and I needed to get it out, so hopefully I did okay. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.